Arkansas is behind every state in the United States, even Puerto Rico, for the number of lawyers per capita, partially due to its rural environment. Stacy Leeds, dean of the law school at the University of Arkansas, has pledged $50,000 to endow the Public Interest and Rural Community Sustainability Fund to support students committed to public interest work and rural community sustainability in Arkansas and neighboring eastern Oklahoma. I recently spoke with Dean Leeds and began by asking her if it is unusual for a dean to give some of their own money to start a fund.
Well, we have a number of our faculty that are supporters, longtime supporters of the law school. So I think that in our building, we have a culture of giving. And I know that that's the same for other people throughout campus. So it's what we hope everyone would do in the long term.
Is this different from other scholarships that are available at the law school?
It is, because it's not quite exactly a scholarship. It's a fellowship designed to give summer work opportunities for our students. So they would not be working for academic credit. Instead, this is supposed to make it a possibility for them to choose between private firm work or working with public interest or in certain areas of the state where paying jobs in the summer are harder to come by.
So instead of interning with a law firm here in Fayetteville, it will get them out into other areas of Arkansas.
Or places here in Fayetteville that are public interest, nonprofit, government work, entities that typically don't have funding for summer jobs. But the other idea is to get them out into communities where there's a need for more lawyers, to try to see if we can create a pipeline of people serving those communities, because that's a big problem right now.
Well, now, correct me if I'm wrong, but when you were here in February to speak about the tribal initiative, that kind of was part of it, to get out to these tribal areas where they don't have access to law. So this is just kind of maybe an expansion?
It's the same idea, trying to serve populations where there's not enough access to justice or access to lawyers. And we know here in Arkansas that we rank at the bottom of the United States in terms of lawyers per capita, and that's even more pronounced in the smaller towns and certain geographic areas of the state. So my idea is to try to incentivize our students taking on those types of career paths. And so whether it's in places within the state of Arkansas that need more lawyers, or my fund also extends into northeast Oklahoma to some of the communities within the Cherokee Nation that are border communities to Arkansas as well.
So I know we have a good law school. My stepfather has been and is very involved with the law school. It's a good law school. So students are just going elsewhere when they graduate?
A number of our students want to stay in more urban areas. And so as I've traveled around the state, I will run into attorneys who have had very successful practices in small towns, but they have a hard time convincing young attorneys to come to that area. And sometimes it's because of perceived lack of opportunity, but there's going to be even a more intense problem with access to justice when some of the attorneys who've practiced for 30 or 40 years in some of these towns move toward retirement, and there's not that next generation of lawyers to take over those practices. And so in this program, we will provide funds for students to work even in private law firms if it's in the right type of community.
Okay. Well, so you say that there's not, you know, you mentioned, the small town, a small town lawyer. You know, I'm picturing, you know, like maybe Hinesville or something with like a population of 70. Is there really enough work for a full-time, you know, for a lawyer in a small community like that?
At least in counties where several communities draw into a county seat where there's you know, all sorts of needs for representation, not just in the state courts, but in private businesses and those types of things. And I do think that there really is a need for more in those areas. We've got a situation in some towns in Arkansas where there's really only a couple of lawyers, and there could be a situation where they're conflicted out from our ethical standards in a case, and there would need to be somebody else to step up and do that. The other thing is when there's lawyers and access to that type of representation, it also impacts the economic development of that community and makes it more vibrant. So I think of this not just as the traditional lawyer-client type relationships, but if you have the right kind of people moving back to communities in terms of education levels, in terms of skill sets that lawyers have, it could be lawyers as leaders in those communities to the same extent as we think of lawyers in the traditional private law firm role.
Right. More people mm-hmm. will follow.
Correct.
Right? Yeah.
Correct.
What, I know that you are Native American, and so mm-hmm. that makes sense with the tribal initiative. Mm-hmm. What is your passion for this rural communities and public interest?
Well, I see that there's a number of our students who want to go into these areas, but the opportunities haven't quite presented themselves. So I see it as something that could enrich the educational benefit of our students. But it's also just something, as I mentioned, I've done a lot of traveling in the last couple of years since I've been in this position, and repeatedly I hear this from the attorneys and our alums in those communities of, if we could just have a program or something to incentivize our students, they could come here and have great opportunities. But we don't have that conduit right now to make that happen. And so now our students are given the choice of working, in one of the larger cities with a law firm if they're lucky enough to get a summer job that pays money, or they have to choose to offer pro bono services in the summer and not have, the financial incentive. And that's just frankly not possible for most of our students. So we're hoping that this will at least start to edge toward a program that would facilitate that. And it certainly is my hopes that some of those attorneys who have expressed those concerns by us creating the program, they will also help support it.
So through this program, you hope to connect students with places.
Correct.
So it's not just like, here's $1,000, go find your job.
In fact, it's conditioned on a attorney being the supervising attorney in the field, and that there be a relationship built between the law school and that entity. And so it absolutely will rely on some leadership in the field to be the folks that are bringing and mentoring the students along. And the law school's piece of it is that we'll be able to help incentivize that with financial backing. But we still will have to be very reliant on our alums and other attorneys throughout the state to help facilitate it.
So you already have attorneys on board?
Certainly. It just has not been attractive enough for our students, and quite possible for them to, go find housing for the summer, do one of these things without either getting academic credit or money for it.
Yeah, I can imagine housing in a rural community might be hard mm-hmm. to find for the summer, too, actually.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. I mean, not the plethora of apartment complexes like we have in Fayetteville.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What are some of the things, as you have talked to some of these attorneys and you already have a relationship with them, what are some of the things that students will be doing, like specifically?
We'll start with a private law firm. Going to a private law firm that's a general practitioner type firm, where they're going to have a wide variety of cases that walk in the door in the course of a summer. Nonprofit entities. Something as traditional as legal aid that might not have money for an additional intern that summer, but this would facilitate that. And then I'm sure there's things that we haven't even given thought to that a student will come up with, and then as part of their application process, try to make that relationship, and then, explain to the committee that will make the selections what impact that's going to have, either on the public interest firm or entity that they're working with, or on the community itself.
I'm sort of envisioning like Jim Bob that lives out, County Road 42 in, Madison County. And, he has some sort of legal issue, but he doesn't know where to go.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, is that a problem for individuals rather than?
I think that it's a problem finding someone who can help them with their cases. And then I also think that it's a problem just connecting people. The person that you describe might actually have some money to find legal representation, but it's just connecting the dots to get them there that could be part of the problem. What I would hope this would do would be make more of a presence in some of these communities, so that there would at least be the perception that you've got somebody to turn to, where now that's probably not the case.
You mentioned that students have shown interest. What sort of, are they excited about this? What sort of feedback have you gotten from students?
They want to know if it was going to start this summer immediately. So yes, there's been positive feedback, and frankly, because the pledge will be paid out over time, and we hope some other alumni and community members help us with it. It's a fairly modest fund at this point, and we hope that it would provide enough money for $3,000 or $4,000 over the course of a summer, so that it would actually give students that choice between working for a private entity or going to one of these other public interest or rural communities. So it would be at best next summer until it officially kicks off, but it would take a while until we had enough funding to where several students per summer could count on this experience. And that's what we'll hope that will happen.
So the hope is maybe $3,000 to $4,000 for one student next summer.
Right.
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 But maybe people will come on board between now and then.
And then in the course of, you know, creating a long-term sustainable endowment so that this can be, you know, a possibility for several law students each summer. I think that it would be highly competitive because it would just open up a world of opportunities of different things that students could do. And frankly, the only geographic restriction on our students in this would be, you know, the state of Arkansas and Northeast Oklahoma. But beyond that, we would be open to any kind of proposal that a student would put forward about how this could be impactful.
Kind of an update on the tribal initiative.
Mm-hmm.
How is that going? I know that last time we spoke, mm-hmm. I mean, it was just, I mean, very, very new. So in the last 6 months, what's going on?
We've been going around building partnerships and getting the input from a number of tribes that are going to be working with us. We have had tax clinics in the spring semester all over the United States, and those have been completed now. This summer, we are working with one of our incoming master's students to do some development. Our next project is drafting food codes for tribes. So that they can regulate and work with their own food safety and zoning. So we are absolutely moving forward, and we've been able to procure some modest outside funding, but we have a lot of projects on the table for this summer, and hope to be doing some more of these tax-related clinics as they relate to farm income and natural resources. And we're picking up on the youth piece that we mentioned too, and we've procured some outside funding to send some students to a large national FFA convention, and they're all tribal FFA kids. So we've got a lot on our plate.
Yeah. Sounds exciting.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for coming back.
Thank you.
I appreciate
very much.
Stacy Leeds is Dean of the Law School at the University of Arkansas. This is Ozarks at Large.